free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 8th of September, 2020. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. I will be here for the remainder of the week as David attends to some family business. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. Of course, you're either streaming this on Infowars.com, band.video. Maybe you're getting us out there on the radio or television. However you're seeing this, we're glad that you are, and we hope that you share these clips and these links and this information, most importantly of all. Quite a show I have for you today. I'll be opening up the phone lines fairly early on because I want to be taking phone calls the entire show. We're going to be covering quite a bit of stuff. Of course, many more updates with the coronavirus as more and more information is coming out to prove pretty conclusively that the lockdown was never warranted, the danger was never as severe as they said it was, and essentially the biggest damage being done by this so-called pandemic is from the reaction to the pandemic, the shutdown, the economic devastation. Of course, if you're watching this program, I assume you've watched it before, which means this is no big surprise for you. But we'll be getting into the numbers and breaking it all down very extensively. It's kind of my fault. I miscounted the days. Today is the 176th day of the lockdown, and I'd miscounted a little bit, and I thought today was day 183. So I did a lot of preparation for talking about how long, I forgot to carry the one exactly. Math, not my strong suit, I have to admit. But there's a special thing about the number 183. It's that it is more or less half of 365, which means we have now been in lockdown for half of a year, for an entire half a year, which is really just incredible. If you really think about it, 6 months, half a year in lockdown, half a year alone, half a year inside, half a year without hugs or smiles or funerals or birthdays or weddings, half of a year. Think about that. Think about going back in time to January or February or March and telling people, you know, when you're hearing about 15 days to slow the spread, when you're hearing about voluntary quarantine, when you're hearing about all these nice sounding temporary buzzwords, imagine telling those people, you'll be inside for 6 months. You'll be alone for 6 months, for half a year. It would sound incredible. It would sound unbelievable. It'd sound like an insane conspiracy theory. Well, what if this is just the beginning? What if this is just the first half of a multi-year cycle? Who's to say that 6 months from now we won't be talking about being in lockdown for a year? Who's to say in 18 months from now we're not talking about our second year anniversary of the lockdown? There's no guaranteed end to this. There's no reason it should still be going on. There's no guarantee that the vaccine will work. There's almost a guarantee that it won't work. It's a guarantee that the vaccine will be rolled out. The military will help. The post office will help. Whether it will be safe and effective is coming under question. There is an interesting thing going on with Kamala Harris questioning the safety of the vaccine and Fauci coming out and literally sounding like an anti-vaxxer going, it's not safe and effective. It's just not safe and effective. It's like, he's talking about the Russian vaccine isn't safe and effective. It's all ridiculous. It's insane, folks. President Trump did a press conference yesterday in celebration of Labor Day where he took questions, from the journalists there, like, you know, a presidential candidate is supposed to do. And he gave some very interesting answers. So I'm excited to go through some of those and explain some of the subtleties in his speech. You know, he tries to be basically as forthright as possible, and he lets some stuff slip out that confirms a lot of what we've been saying here at InfoWars, gives a little bit of hope, but also makes me wonder, does he realize how serious this situation is, and does he have the moral fortitude to go through with what needs to be done?
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is Tuesday, the 8th of September, year of our Lord, 2020. It is day 176 of America held hostage. Day 176 of overpowered government restricting your rights in the name of fighting a pandemic that no one seems to understand even now, 6 months after the outbreak, 9 months after it became known on the streets of Wuhan, China. Still, information coming out to show, like we've been saying this entire time, the danger is not as great as they once thought, and yet the lockdown measures are not only continuing, they are increasing in many cases. We are seeing incredible video out of places like the UK and Australia of violent arrests going down for failure to wear masks. We, of course, continue to be under lockdown orders. I continue to see signs posted on every place of business here in Austin warning me that not wearing a mask will result in a $250 fine. The good news is, and this is strictly just from personal observation, I think it's wearing off. I think people are starting to get sick of the lockdown. And just in my own personal life, I'm seeing less and less people wear masks. More and more people wear masks dangling off of their ears in this symbolic gesture of I'm technically following the laws, but I know that it's BS. I've stopped wearing masks entirely, and people just don't care anymore. Of course, they never bothered me anyway. I don't know what it is. I used to always hear stories. I still hear stories, friends all the time saying every time I don't wear a mask, people start yelling at me. People start cursing at me. People demand I wear a mask. I've never had that. I have never had that. Literally the only time anybody has told me to wear a mask was yesterday. I mean, there have been a few times, I guess, but yesterday, this guy at the gas station was like, yeah, you know, you might get a $250 fine. And I was like, yeah, but you know, it's all BS. And he's like, yeah, but you know, some people get mad. Like, that's it. That's as much as I've ever been confronted about not wearing a mask. I don't know what it is. Maybe I just, go to places where, people don't care as much as other places. I don't know what it is, but that's just my personal experience. Let's, for the heck of it, why not? Let's just go through some of the stuff we've learned recently about COVID-19. Cause you know, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't know a lot of stuff that we talk about here, but a lot of people are still treating this pandemic as if it is the Black Death, as if it is a total plague that failure to adhere to every government dictate to the letter will result in mass death, millions dead. They still think that's true. They don't know the sheer cascade of information that has come out very recently showing that this virus is not nearly as dangerous as we always have heard that it was. And I said it before, and it was more sort of apparent early on, but it's been very interesting being at InfoWars throughout all of this. because it feels like for once we are the only ones preaching calmness, preaching simplicity and rationality. You know, most of the time we're here going, do you not realize we're under attack? Do you not realize we're being destroyed? And of course, there's aspects of that with the coronavirus anyway. But if we can just go back to January of this year, we were constantly reporting on what was going on in China. We were saying, this is insane. Look at what's going on. There's people collapsing in the street. There's people being welded into their apartment buildings. There are cities of millions of people in complete lockdown. Why are we not paying attention to this? Why are we not stopping flights from China? Why are we not dealing with this now so it doesn't break out over the rest of the world? At that point, we were like Chicken Little running around saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Nobody cared. Nobody believed us. They were busy impeaching Trump. They were busy trying to start World War III with Iran. They were busy with other stuff. And this whole coronavirus thing wasn't even on their radar. So we're out here in the wilderness shouting, saying, won't please somebody pay attention to this. It's going to get bad. They say, we don't care. Who cares? Something about bats. We don't even know. Who cares, right? We're like, all right, you should be paying attention to this. Then fast forward like a month. And suddenly it's, we have to lock everything down, shut down the entire economy, put your mask on, stay inside. And suddenly we're like, whoa, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on, calm down. Let's not throw away our entire country over this. It's just an illness. It's just a sickness. We can handle this. But it's like, you know, for the first time, sort of in a very long time, InfoWars has had a handle on all, well, not for the first time. Typically, we're the ones that actually understand what's going on. We see the 3,000-foot overview, the bird's-eye view of watching everything go on and pointing and going, you know, this is what they're saying they're doing, and here's how it's coming to fruition. But then, you know, this time we're like, we're the ones going, hey, let's calm down. Let's not panic. The sky is not falling. We don't need to throw away everything our country has built because of this bat disease that was made in a lab. So it's been very interesting. So here's some of the stuff that came out just last week. Of course, the CDC quietly updates their COVID-19 numbers to say that less than 10,000 people have died from COVID-19 alone. The rest had other serious illnesses, some other contributing factor to the deaths. That's 94% of all COVID-19 deaths had contributing medical conditions. Then from the New York Times last week, your coronavirus test is positive. Maybe it shouldn't be. Nation's leading public health experts are raising new concern with the endless debate over coronavirus testing. The standard tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus. And of course, we know there were many, many problems with the testing in general, the way the tests were carried out, the way that if one test was given to a person multiple times, it was counted as multiple positives. The way deaths were being counted, people struck by lightning, people hit by cars, people shot to death being counted as COVID deaths. It's just all insanity. And then, of course, The Hill comes out saying Trump retweets conspiracy theory questioning COVID-19 death toll, because this is just how messed up and insane we are. Trump retweets the CDC's own numbers, and they call it a conspiracy theory questioning it. And, you know, again, it's kind of obvious. It's like, do I even need to be here anymore? Does InfoWars need to be here anymore? Because if you can't see what's going on, there's no hope for you. You know, I can sit here and tell you, and explain how absurd it is the way that censorship is being applied. If you can't tell that this is insane on the face of it, is me telling you going to help? Like, you have to be able to see this by yourself, or you're not a thinking person. You're not a rational human being if you can see things like Facebook and Twitter and the mainstream media censoring the CDC's numbers because it goes against their desired outcomes. Not even against the narrative even anymore. It's just against their desired outcome. And it's the same thing with the Kenosha shooter and the shooting in Portland. In one case, you have the shooter there in Kenosha, the Kenosha kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, hero. deemed as a mass murderer on Facebook, and any support of him whatsoever will get you banned, completely eliminated. Same thing on Twitter. We have politicians, the president himself, and of course many independent journalists kicked off or suspended from that platform for saying Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. And then on the flip side of that, you have the shooting in Portland, where it's the victim of the shooting that gets their Facebook eliminated. It's Patriot Prayer, a member of which was the victim of the shooting in Portland. They're the ones that get the social media deleted. So, like, do I need to be telling you this? Can you not recognize what's going on your own? Do I really need to be here to tell you people what exactly is going on? Because if you can't figure it out by yourself, it's not going to matter if I tell you. I don't know. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir. Hey, but that makes you guys the choir. So hope you're in tune. We'll be right back.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned.
I think about how humble and good and decent both sets of my grandparents were, and how good and strong the Americans I knew were, not just my grandparents. And I look at us today, decadent, corrupt, slovenly. And compared to them, all of us are wrecks. But it's not really our fault, and it's not really their fault. It's the fault of the way the universe works, that with great liberty and freedom produces incredible prosperity, and then the cycle goes into corruption and then enslavement. We're going into the enslavement phase right now, and America's fighting for its life. So we need to fight for those that stood before us and wouldn't want to see this happen today, but more importantly, for our children and the future. We've got to turn back now.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't want to say I'm a prideful person. I am a humble person overall. I come off as aggressive and things because I'm under threat, you're under threat, and I'm fighting as hard as I possibly can, and I appreciate your support and your prayers. But I know I come off as obnoxious sometimes, and I wish I did a better job. So that's why when you call in thanking me all the time, it just kind of makes me feel pathetic, because I guess call it pride. I don't like begging you all the time to try our products or to donate or to spread the word or to pray for us. I just know that's what keeps us on air. And so I want to thank you. It's put the cart before the horse to call in and thank me. Listen, I'm committed to this just like you are. So understand, you're my equal 110%. And I just want to thank you all. I want to thank our crew and our affiliates and everybody else, man. I just want to stay in this fight. And it's so serious now. And things are getting so clear now. That's why they want us off air, because all of our credibility is so high. Let's just stay together, fight hard, spread the word, pray to God to take us through this. We're going to make it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick to coronavirus for a little bit longer. Just this segment, probably. Then the next segment, I'm going to be playing some clips from that Trump press conference yesterday in celebration of Labor Day, which is a communist holiday, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Labor Day. Ridiculous. What are we celebrating? Labor? Unless it's women in labor. It's all kind of silly. But we're going to go over his video. The video of his press conference yesterday and go through some of the more important statements he made there, including what I think is the best move that President Trump has made in his entire presidency. The most important move he has made just happened this last week. So we'll get into that in the next segment. I also want to talk about just some of the insanity going on here in Austin, because I think there's a lot of cities out there that are experiencing the same thing, but it doesn't get the national play that it really deserves, especially since I believe, you know, what's going on here in Austin is, like I said, happening all over the nation. But when you look at it, this is just happening in Austin, so it's not really that important. But then when you see that it's happening everywhere, it starts to create a trend that you really understand the true scale, scope, and danger of. So we'll get into all that and more in today's program. We'll also be taking your calls. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. Feel free to call in about any topic that we're discussing or anything that's on your mind you think I'm missing. The number to call is 1-888-201-2244. Give us a call here at the David Knight Show, 1-888-201-2244. So 6 months, 6 months in to 15 days to slow the spread, 6 months of being barred, being forbidden from going to funerals, from going to weddings, from holding birthday parties, from hugging your friends, from going to the park, getting out in the sun, to smiling at strangers in the street, 6 months of having your face covered, being kept inside under lockdown, and the lockdown orders are only increasing. As we discussed before, your coronavirus test may be positive, but it probably shouldn't be. 94% of COVID deaths had a contributing medical conditioning, meaning less than 10,000 people have died as a result of coronavirus alone, meaning for 6 months we have been in lockdown. For 6 months we have been prisoners in our own homes because of the death of less than 10,000 people. Obviously, these are tragedies. Obviously, you'd rather have it be zero. But the question is, what are the lockdown orders? What is the economic collapse causing in terms of death, in suicide, in lack of freedom? That's the conspiracy theory that Trump tweets is the CDC study. Here's some other studies from TruePundit.com. New studies show risk of COVID-19 hospitalization and death decreases with hydroxychloroquine use. That's from the True Pundit. Again, raises the question, why were they so against hydroxychloroquine? Why did they demonize it so badly? Why did they resist it so strongly? It's not because it had negative side effects. We've known that for decades. It's not because it didn't work. It obviously does. So you really have to ask the question. And of course, you remember Stella Emanuel, who was that doctor that stood on the steps of the Capitol and cried out the good news. She said, good news, everyone. Hydroxychloroquine works. It is a cure. It cures people of the coronavirus. She, of course, demonized by the mainstream media, called all sorts of horrible things. When President Trump retweeted her, you saw all sorts of comments on mainstream media about Trump retweets, dangerous conspiracy, his new favorite conspiracy doctor, just all this sort of nonsense. But it wasn't just the destruction of her reputation. It wasn't just being demonized on mainstream media constantly. She was actually, there was a complaint filed against her with the Texas Medical Board. They tried to get her stripped of her ability to practice as a doctor because she was telling people how to save themselves. Here's the good news. The Texas Medical Board fulfilled its obligation to investigate this and have completely dismissed the case. Here is the letter to Dr. Emanuel. Dear Dr. Emanuel, the investigation referenced above has been dismissed because the board determined there was insufficient evidence to prove that a violation of the Medical Practices Act occurred. Yeah, obviously, she's celebrating the good news. She's telling people, here's what I've done. I'm a doctor. Hydroxychloroquine cures COVID-19. And they filed a complaint against her. And luckily, that has been dismissed. Which, again, begs the question, who filed that complaint? Why did they file it? What did they think they were going to achieve? Here's a study from the news site Revolver. Revolver exclusive study, COVID-19 lockdowns over 10 times more deadly than the pandemic itself. This is the type of headline that throws the average liberal into just a complete tizzy, a complete tornado of confusion. Well, what? The lockdown is killing more than the pandemic? How could that be? Well, it's pretty obvious. Here's a story from Al Jazeera. Pandemic to push 47 million more women and girls into poverty. Coronavirus will widen the poverty gap between women and men and undo progress made in recent decades. Now, of course, they have to frame this as some sort of critical theory-based gender warfare nonsense. But the fact is, it's not the coronavirus. It's not the pandemic itself that has pushed these 47 more women and girls into poverty. 47 million more women and girls into poverty. It's the lockdowns. It's the response. It's the overbearing crackdown by our governments, by the people that have put themselves in charge. Remember, we didn't vote for anybody in the World Health Organization. We didn't vote for Dr. Fauci. We didn't vote for Dr. Gates, Bill Gates, the billionaire computer nerd that is now our number one doctor. It's just, it's absurd. We didn't vote for any of these people. So it's them. They're the ones that are pushing these people into poverty. They're the ones that are responsible for the starvation and privation that will result as a consequence of this. It's very interesting. Just incredible. U.S. sanctions the Russia Research Institute that developed a COVID-19 vaccine. Just incredible. They developed this vaccine, and then like 2 days later, America puts a sanction on that company. They blacklist these research institutes. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Bureau of Industry and Security announced a series of new sanctions measures on Russian research centers in the U.S. government's Federal Register on August 27th. Mere days after it was announced that they had created a vaccine. Because it's not about getting a vaccine. It's not about, oh, the world needs to come together to fight this pandemic. No, it's the world needs to come together to funnel trillions of dollars into the pockets of our pharmaceutical companies, not theirs. Of course, while we're sanctioning Russia research into vaccines, the FDA, according to FoxNews.com, is willing to fast-track coronavirus vaccine, agency chief says. Just ridiculous. Here's from standard.co.uk. In the UK, government admits to paying influencers to promote the test and trace scheme. See, they know you wouldn't just be okay with the government tracking your every move and creating a database, a network that shows your every contact with everyone you ever spend any time with. They know that that's not exactly the most publicly supported position for the government to take. So they hire your favorite celebrities to come in and tell you it's good. It's just absolutely insane. Then you got Bill Gates negotiating a $100 billion contact tracing deal 6 months before the coronavirus pandemic. That's right. All of this was in place already. I feel so bad for the kids that are having to go to school in elementary school these days. It must just be awful. And we'll get into a little bit more of that and go to your calls in the next segment. Stay with us, folks.
Under the Rockefeller lockstep plan from 2010, a planetary dictatorship will be established through medical tyranny. And there will be different forms of dog training or compliance training like mask, social distancing. They break all this down. There's many other studies that governments around the world have conducted with the United Nations into this. And it goes back to the Milgram and Stanford studies, where in college settings, they could get people to commit what they believe were murderous criminal acts if ordered to do so by an authority figure. Well, now, first they start with masks, then social distancing, then listing who comes to your business and not, then the tracking apps, then the forced inoculations, and the social credit score is rolled in for total control. But if they do it for political reasons up front, they know people will block it, the courts will block it. So it's done under the guise of medical emergency, and of course all of that was a fraud as well.
ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering markets, and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein and fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said, put babies in cribs separate from their mothers, that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. Grow up, world. Admit the truth. Quit being soft as much and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemy. They want you dead. Do you understand that?
Humanity is being domesticated, and we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it. I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as I just said, this is such an epic struggle. And we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit. And we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us. But, man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old. But now, with evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true, but I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you. We're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition, the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for The David Knight Show today. It is the 8th of September. It's Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, it's my solemn obligation to remind you that everything we do here at InfoWars is sponsored by you, the listeners. We are brought to you by viewers like you going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of our incredible sales that go on there day in and day out. Each day, it seems, there is a new incredible opportunity to save some money on some really great products to enrich your life, better your health, better the air that you breathe, the water that you drink, and the activities of your all-important bodily functions. Everything from heart health to digestive health to testosterone health. It's all vitally important. And we hope that you go to InfoWarsStore.com, not just for yourself, but also because you support everything that we do here. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Share the links at band.video. Here's the headline I just read. Bill Gates negotiates $100 billion contact tracing deal with Democratic congressman, sponsor of bill, 6 months before coronavirus pandemic. They were actually negotiating this $100 billion government-backed contract tracing contract in August 2019. Now, these revelations were unveiled on the Thomas Paine podcast. This story comes from TruePundit.com. By the two investigators that blew the whistle on the massive Clinton Foundation tax fraud during a congressional hearing in 2018. I'm sure you remember this. If you were watching InfoWars at the time, we covered it extensively. It was John Moynihan and Larry Doyle testifying to Congress that they had done their own independent research and really blew the lid off of the Clinton Foundation and their scheme to avoid paying federal taxes. Well, now they're back, and they have dropped this incredible bombshell. They say representatives from the Gates Foundation met with U.S. Congressman Bobby L. Rush at a sit-down in Rwanda, East Africa, in mid-August 2019 to hash out who would score the windfall from a government contact tracing program. And just last month, 9 months after the meeting with the Gates Foundation in Rwanda, Rush, a Democrat from Illinois, introduced the $100 billion H.R. 6666, interesting, COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act, the TRACE Act. Rush's bill would establish Rush's, don't get confused here, I know, they seem to be behind everything. No, it's Rush's bill would establish a program run by the CDC for national coronavirus testing and contact tracing. I've learned since that Congressman Rush traveled to Rwanda with his spouse in 2019 to take part in the talks and week-long event underwritten by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. So you have it, Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation together with Democratic congressmen hashing out the deal for contact tracing a year ago in August 2019, 4 months before coronavirus reared its ugly head there in Wuhan, China. Really incredible. How did they know? Why were they putting this stuff in place? And why would they call it Bill 6666? Incredible. Here's another incredible headline about coronavirus. CPS would provide free childcare during remote learning under proposal. This is where we are now. This is where we are, right? You're going to cancel school and then provide free childcare. You're going to cancel elementary school and then provide free childcare for elementary school students distance learning. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's where we are. That's where we are now. Now I'd like to read this in a silly accent because it's from the Victoria Police there in Australia. This is where they are now, and this is coming to America if we don't stand up now and stop this and reverse this and get back to some sense of normalcy very rapidly. Here is from the Victoria Police Twitter. A stage 4 restrictions are now in place for Melbourne. Exercise is limited to 1 hour per day. Shopping is limited to one person once a day. And when doing either, you must stay within 5 kilometers of your home. You must stay home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. So you're under lockdown now. You can't do anything. You can exercise for 1 hour a day, 1 hour and 1 minute. That's jail. If you go more than 5 kilometers away from your house, that's prison. Don't expect a slap on the wrist. We're serious about this. We'll slam you to the ground. We don't care if you're pregnant or anything. This has come down from the highest order, and we will obey without thinking, because we're Australians, I guess. There you go. Prepare to be body slammed. Oh, and if you don't like it, too bad, you can't protest. We'll arrest you for that too. We'll beat you. We'll slam you. And we'll do it very politely though, because we're from Australia. Idiots. Just absolutely insane. Canada's no better. Wear a mask while having sex, says Canada's top doctor. This doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Wearing a mask while having sex? It makes no sense until you see who it was that suggested this. Can we get a picture? Can we get a picture of this top doc? You'll see. I don't want to be too mean. I don't want to be too mean. But yeah, it's like, oh, maybe that's why she wants you to wear a mask. Uh-huh. Here's an just absolutely incredible article. Fauci goes full pseudoscience. COVID-19 is due to, quote, extreme backlashes from nature. So we already know that this bizarre, insane leftist ideal. There she is. There's the top doctor in Canada. She's like, maybe everyone should wear a mask. Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. She's beautiful. So Fauci So we know that this leftist nonsense has become a true religion, truly a spiritual aspect to this, where the people that are supposedly in charge of our nation are the priest class. The truisms that they promote, that they are proponents of, are unquestionable, even more so than any inquisition, right? Your life will be destroyed. You will have the power of the state come down on you if you dare to go against the orthodoxy. But here's what this this paper says. SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, is a deadly addition to the long list of microbial threats to the human species. It forces us to adapt, react, and reconsider the nature of our relationship to the natural world. As human societies grow in size and complexity, we create an endless variety of opportunities for genetically unstable infectious agents to emerge into the unfulfilled ecological niches which we continue to create. There's nothing new about this situation, except we now live in a human-dominated world in which our increasingly extreme alterations of the environment induce increasingly extreme backlashes from nature. Anthony Fauci has some advice for us. It says, they say, we're in the pandemic era now, and the solution is living in greater harmony with nature. I mean, they just take any excuse to bring about their literally anti-human agenda. They think humans are bad, and we must live now in the pandemic world. We are now in the pandemic era. We will never escape. This will go on forever. And again, folks, if we told you 6 months ago that this lockdown would not be a 15-day ordeal, that it would in fact be 6 months or more of this incredible lockdown procedure, you know, we would have been called crazy. 6 months? There's no way. Half a year? No way. I mean, that would be unimaginable. I remember at the time, I had a friend who claimed to have some inside information with somebody in the military industrial complex, you may say, the intelligence community, as it's now known. And he told me that they were preparing for 4 years of lockdown. 4 years of lockdown. They said that it would be, they were getting food and supplies to weather a 4-year lockdown. It seemed insane to me at the time. But here it is from nationalfile.com. World Bank documents list COVID-19 program ending in March 2025. Are you prepared, folks? Are you prepared for 4 years of this? 4 more years of lockdown? 4 more years of being able to pass any law on the basis of it's for public health? Are you prepared for 4 more years of lockdown? Or are you prepared to stand up and make sure that this goes on no longer? We need to stop it now.
The mask is more than just a symbol of subservience, being a blind follower, not knowing facts and science. It's a symbol that you have been turned into a subhuman. And they tell you, you are non-essential. Remember, first they said no more industry, you'll be a service economy, and now they tell you service is not essential. This has been the post-industrial world plan the whole time. In Operation Lockstep and other documents, the Rockefeller Foundation admits that this is how they're going to slowly teach you to be totally poor, and under their control, so you can finally be starved to death of nutrients and then killed with very, very weak bioweapons that won't affect anyone that actually gets their RDA of vitamins and minerals. And so that's the plan for you and your family. Now I know you're tuned into this broadcast, you check this out for yourself, you know it's true. So let's start warning the sheep. Let's start educating them now. I just went and swam at the lake, and I walked around for 20 minutes educating people after I got out of the water. It's that simple. We must take action now or be slaves forever. This is life and death.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again. It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Finish up this hour talking about coronavirus, taking some of your phone calls. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. He's worried about the fall second wave. Jefferson, are you worried about the second wave actually being real, or are you worried that they will promote and propagate the idea of a second wave to justify more illegal crackdowns? Thanks for calling in, Jefferson in Virginia. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Thanks for filling in. Yes, I'm worried about a second wave narrative, but I don't think it's actually going to happen unless they introduce some other kind of version of this COVID SARS-2. But the issue I really think is important is there's a video up on Brighteon by a nurse at Truth Checkers with a Z where she's talking about the PCR testing where they're health professionals. She's a nurse, and she says to keep her job, she has to get tested for PCR testing on a regular basis. But she starts out saying she had the antibody test. Now, the antibody test comes back positive. She has the antibodies. And in their mind, that means that's a positive test for coronavirus. So it counts as a case, even though she's defeated it, she has the antibodies.
Right.
Now, this is how messed up things are technologically and scientifically. If we can mess this up, we're doomed. She's already over it, but she has to get tested on a regular basis, even though she's already defeated the virus. That's where we all are. We just don't know it.
Right. Yeah. Now, I think that's at least a little bit what the New York Times article I was referencing earlier said, that, you know, these tests may detect such a minuscule amount of coronavirus or, you know, coronavirus antibodies or whatever it is. They're not legitimate tests. They're completely they shouldn't count as positive results. And yet they are. And these are the numbers that they're going off of to claim that we need all of these incredible lockdown measures. It's really absurd.
So for 90 days, 3 months after you've beaten the disease, you can still test positive for it with the PCR test. That was also in the New York Times article, because the remnants of the virus RNA still is in your system. But we're all missing the point that the antibody testing is how you avoid this reinfection narrative. If we have reached herd immunity and can't prove it, we need to be able to prove it somehow. Right. Otherwise, they're going to keep acting like we can be reinfected. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. What do you think? You know, I saw a lot of discussion about the second wave about a month ago. Everybody was saying, oh, the second wave is coming. Brace for the second wave. Wait for the spike in coronavirus. But you think they're holding off until the fall, and then they'll claim, oh, there's going to be another giant spike. How do you think that's going to come about?
Well, they're going to use what are normal flu deaths or right. other deaths and put them in the same category as coronavirus all over again, and we're going to fall for it a second time. And if they have to, they'll just introduce something else into the population that exacerbates the problem. But we got to beat them on the first point, which is most of us, Dr. Atlas doesn't want to say this out loud. He's the new advisor for President Trump. He doesn't want to say we should all be trying to get to herd immunity, and we can't keep saying things like it'll kill everybody. The witchcraft that Dr. Birx imposed upon all of us was when she said all of us young, healthy people have to make sure we don't get infected and then transmit it to grandma. We're all right. afraid of killing grandma. We're not all going to die, but all the grandmas and grandpas in the world are going to die if we somehow make the mistake of getting infected and then somehow come in contact with them. But if we all are immune and we don't know it, we still have that fear. We're fighting this fear pandemic more than anything else. And that's why absolutely. We have a hard time reopening. That's why people yell at you when you don't wear a mask, because they're afraid of you killing their grandparents.
You know, and it's like everything that we're experiencing these days has been fully covered, has been fully warned against with like children's tales, right? It's the boy who cried wolf, where everybody knows the story. You cry wolf. There is no wolf. People don't believe you when there really is a wolf. So what we're dealing with now is all of these people making these outrageous claims about this pandemic that we see are not real, that we see do not come to fruition. And so now, if there is a real threat, if there is something that we really do need to listen to, nobody's going to listen. And this is the big danger. And it's the same thing with the bailout that they're trying to get past. They're just trying to exploit the coronavirus. That's all they're trying to do. They have, you know, with the whole thing, the whole conflict with the coronavirus bill is that President Trump doesn't want to fund states. Basically, states are trying to get a bailout. For years, states have made these incredible promises. They've gotten an incredible debt. Now they can't pay it. They're looking for a bailout, and they're using coronavirus as an excuse to do that. It's totally illegitimate. They're not actually trying to stop the coronavirus. And so now there's no bill. You know, people are just losing jobs left and right. I mean, it's all outrageous, but it's all they're crying wolf. They're lying. They're lying about what's going on. They're taking any sort of real tragedy or real, you know, epidemic that we would be facing, and they're not actually putting in measures in place to prevent any sickness or any deaths. They are exacerbating it. They're sending people to old folks' homes to kill all the old folks, which they did, you know, 40% or something. We're all in nursing homes in New York where they did it in particular. They're not actually trying to help. They're trying to use it, abuse it, exploit it, and take advantage of this thing they've created. So it's disgusting. And yeah, they're not going to let it go anytime soon. They've realized that this is a cash cow for them. It's an excuse to put into place all of these different orders that they've always wanted. In fact, I have a tweet from the UN I'll try to pull up here that just really lays it out in perfect evidence. And we'll, I'll look through that in just a second. But thank you very much for the call, Jefferson in Virginia. Let's go to David now in New York State. I think you've called in before, and I made the unforgivable excuse of saying New York City. I do apologize for smearing you in that dumpster-like city. But David in New York State is on the air. Thanks for calling in, David.
Thank you. I'd like to add to the great points you already made and your caller. I had some really good points, but I'd like to take it a step further that the whole thing is controlled, and
right.
it's designed to do what we already see what they're doing, and they're coercing us to be affected by it through economics and through the social shaming. So right. they know it's fake. You can argue whether it's fake or real, but they know, because what they're doing, and I say they being, I identify that as the industrial complex, military, because that's where the control is, through communications and through electricity. Snowden tells right. us that and other things. So as long as we stay in their system, and I think David Icke talks a little, I've heard him with Alex. He kind of goes where I go with this. I bring Christ into it, though, as a Christian, and I go with the scriptures. as long as we stay in their system and acknowledge that they have a force or a power over us, they're going to win. You can't, the scripture says, who can make war with the beast? So we can't beat them fighting this thing by arguing what they're doing. What I think we need to do, and this is the difficult part, is to come out of the system, get our own system of money, our own system of socialization, where you claim certain territories and do not submit or agree with anything they say. Now, there might be great prices for that. They could overpower us militarily, police, things like that. But we can't give in, because my theory is they're going to keep taking this, like you said in that one quote, to 2025 through your friends in that system. We need to realize this is real, and the only way we can beat it is coming out of it. And we need good people, smart people, organization, throw this, basically get rid of the electricity. You know, get rid of that. That system is totally controlled. And there's no way we can get into that. And you guys do a great job. And by the way, I'll plug your supplies. I got severe arthritis. Turmeric is helping me, and I take the Vaso Beats for energy. They're a great product, and I'll continue to buy that. But I think we got to really admit to ourselves that we're beating the air here. And if we don't come out, you know, we're going to get crushed one way or the other. Why not get crushed with dignity? So if I'm looking for anybody to rally something, I'll join. And I'll continue to listen. You guys are awesome, and keep doing the good work. Don't be discouraged. Occupy that seat until they come force you out of it.
Absolutely.
But we got to be real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, we're in a system now that is satanic in nature. I mean, we see the way everything is playing out, using coronavirus as an excuse. They are literally trying to implement the mark of the beast. Like, if you don't understand the spiritual aspects of this, the fact that this has literally all been foretold and that we know how to fight against it, and it's a spiritual war, if you don't know that, then you're completely missing the point. Thank you so much for the call, David, in New York. Fantastic stuff.
Right,
and thank you for buying the products. I'm very glad that they're helping you out in your life. And folks, the products are good. They really will help you. Here's the tweet I was looking for from the United Nations. The COVID-19 pandemic is demonstrating what we all know. A millennia of patriarchy has resulted in a male-dominated world with a male-dominated culture, which damages everyone, women, men, girls, and boys. That's right, folks. Because of the coronavirus, we have to get rid of the patriarchy. The patriarchy is coronavirus's fault, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. It's all nonsense, but they're tearing down everything with this as an excuse.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The key to defeating the New World Order and its corporate global government system is realizing that it is anti-human, authoritarian, and will make you poor, will make you sick, will absolutely enslave you and your family. There's no reason to go along with it. But the system uses political correctness and divide and conquer as the new religion to bully people into adherence to what the mega corporations and superstates are pushing. It is remnants of America and Christian groups around the world that are standing in the way of the global axis of evil. The Satanist, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, and much of the Muslim world have been fused into one global fascist system that is designed to bring in the AI technocracy that will then be the launch pad for the breakaway civilization the globalists have created that they call the transhumanist post-human world. This is the reality. This is the ideology. Decide to live. Decide to be free. Decide that you love God or be a slave to Satan and be destroyed. There's no choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Listen up, racist. Yeah, you know who you are. Having the temerity to argue that countries should have functioning borders? Disgusting. Well, I've got news for you. You just got owned by the Queen of Virtue Signaling himself, Mr. Gary Lineker.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without fish and chips, a national institution of culinary delight.
Oi, Gary, have you ever thought about where I actually come from?
Well, I suppose not.
You've got refugees to thank for me.
Stunning, eloquent, powerful.
You've got refugees to thank for me.
Fish and chips exist. So f*** borders.
Funnily enough, it was another refugee who decided to bring me and fish face together back in the 1860s.
It's true. A guy called Joseph Mallin opened the nation's first ever fish and chip shop.
First off, this is highly disputed. Other sources say it was Lancashire's John Lees who opened the first chip shop. But for the sake of argument, let's say you're right. Joseph Mallin was a legal immigrant. He didn't illegally enter the country anonymously on a boat, having paid off criminal people smugglers. Also, hate to break it to you, Gary, but most of them aren't refugees. Most of them are coming from France. Last time I checked, there's no war in France. There's no organized violent persecution in France. Strange. Almost like they're coming for a different reason. Almost like that free taxi service, free taxpayer-funded hotel, food and welfare has got something to do with it.
Hello. You're right.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without refugees.
No. Yeah, I'm sure the next Alexander Graham Bell or Tim Berners-Lee is just waiting to be plucked from this lot. And let's not forget the crucial point that incentivizing the dangerous crossing of boat migrants leads to the death of more migrants. When Salvini said migrants wouldn't be rescued by Italian patrol boats, he halved the number of migrant deaths because they stopped making the deadly journeys. The compassionate position, the truly humanitarian position that saves lives, is to have strong border controls. What Lineker and his ilk are pushing under the guise of bleeding heart progressivism is literally the opposite. It's literally leading to many more of these migrants drowning to death. Now, let's take a look at that ratio. This video's less popular than Jimmy Savile at a children's birthday party. Comments are turned off. Gee, I wonder why. Couldn't be because its entire premise is a giant bag of wank, could it? I mean, I'm totally convinced that we should completely erase our borders because some French dude 200 years ago decided to put battered fish and chips together.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without refugees.
I mean, it's not like a boat refugee who the Royal Navy personally rescued from Libya went on to massacre dozens of kids at an Ariana Grande concert. It's not like the majority of the Paris massacre terrorists directly exploited the same criminal refugee pipeline that Gary supports to enter Europe. It's not like ISIS brags about how it smuggled sleeper cell jihadists into Europe via the refugee pipeline. It's not like only a few months ago, one of the refugees being housed at a taxpayer-funded hotel in Glasgow went on a rampage and stabbed six people. It's not like, according to Trevor Phillips, the chairman of the Commission for Equality and Human Rights, the UK's violent crime epidemic is being fueled by refugees. It's not like we literally have to build diversity barriers below refugees' welcome signs. It's not like, according to German government statistics, migrants brought in on the refugee wave were directly responsible for a spike in violent crime. It's not like the mass molestation of 1,000 women in Cologne even happened. And it's not like mass migration fueled the rise of grooming gangs across Britain. And even if any of that did happen, some French immigrant 200 years ago battered a fish. So border controls, right?
Britain wouldn't be Britain without refugees.
I mean, does Lineker have so much contempt for the British public that he seriously thinks they're stupid enough to believe that a relative handful of smart, hard-working migrants arriving in Britain 200 years ago is in any way comparable to what's happening?
That is the latest by Paul Joseph Watson. You can, of course, find that video at band.video and infowars.com. Share that link, ladies and gentlemen. We will be coming back after this one-minute break to show you the press conference that Trump gave yesterday, some of the more contentious and criticized statements he made and how, hey, big surprise, they turned out to be exactly right. We'll be right back.
I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as I just said, this is such an epic struggle, and we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit, and we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us. But, man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old. But now, with the evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true, but I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you, and we're in this together. And praise God, pass the ammunition in the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning to everyone across the nation and around the world. It's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight here on the Infowars.com David Knight Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Yesterday, during Labor Day, Trump held a news conference, and at the end he answered some questions that really illustrated a lot about what is going on in the world today, what's going on with his administration, and what's behind some of his thinking and some of the moves that he's making. So I want to show you some of these clips now and really dissect them and look into them, because, you know, I understand that there's a lot of people in our audience that thinks that Trump is a red herring in a way, that he's a puppet, that he's there to make it look like there are people fighting against the machine, but in reality, he's on their side and he's in the system. I understand that perspective. I understand if you have certain agendas that you think are on the forefront, that Trump is not combating openly, you think that he's in league with these people. I understand it, but I disagree with it. I have a different read of it, and hopefully some of these clips will sort of illustrate what I mean. Because I've been disappointed with Trump as well. I want Trump to be much more forceful than he is, but I also understand the Democratic game that he's playing, where he has to, you know, he's operating, I've said it before so many times, he's operating in a position where his enemies have to approve of everything that he does. It's an incredible situation to be in. I think he's been handling himself magnificently for the most part, and yet it gets zero support from the Republicans at all. I mean, what have the Republicans done this entire pandemic? Has a single Republican done anything notable to stop the riots? Has a single Republican done anything notable to stop the censorship? Has a single Republican in any position of power done anything to limit the lockdowns and to prevent the overreach of government? I can't think of a single one. At most, maybe they'll tweet a little something here or there. These people are in power. These people are in office. These people can do things, and yet they do not. So I think it's a little unfair to expect Trump to do everything, and yet he's doing so much as a one-man band. It really is incredible. So let's go to this clip. This is first a question about Spygate, clip 17. Let's go to that now.
Spied in my campaign, and that includes Biden and Obama. They spied in my campaign trying to defeat me. They wrote up a fake dossier that has proven to be totally fake, written by Christopher Steele, paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, and they used that illegally in the FISA courts. If we did what they did, you would have many people in jail right now, and you have, other than the one agent that admitted his guilt, that he forged documents. We don't have that yet, but the report hasn't been issued yet. Let's see what happens. But let me just say something. President Obama and Biden, Sleepy Joe, he knew everything that was happening. They were spying on my campaign and they got caught. Now let's see what happens. But if this were the opposite way, people would have been jailed. They would have been in jail already for a period of at least It would have started 2 years ago, and it would have been for 50 years for treason. Because you can't do that. That's never, nothing like that's ever happened before. Then they created, at tremendous expense, the money they paid is tremendous. I'm sure you know the money that was paid. Millions of dollars. They created a fake dossier. A fake dossier, proven to be now fake. Everyone, and they used it in the FISA courts. That's a crime.
So clearly he expects there to be punishment. He expects there to be jail time for these people. I wouldn't hold my breath. And, you know, he goes on later to say, you know, oh, let's wait for the IG report. Let's wait for the report. Right. And he says specifically, he says, you know, I've stayed out of it. He says, I've stayed out of it. And he starts to say, he goes, you know, I've stayed out of it because I don't want them being able to say, and then he kind of changes it. But this is his thinking, right? He's thinking, if I am the one pushing this, if I'm the one making all of this happen, then that gives the media fodder to go, he's punishing his political enemies. This is Trump doing this. And he's like, we're just going to let it play out. So I'm not going to have a hand in it. And he even hints, maybe I will have a hand. You know, we'll see, but maybe I'll have to get involved personally. But he's waiting to see the, you know, official apparatus hold itself accountable. I wouldn't hold my breath. And like, you know, it would suck, honestly, but, I can completely see it. You know, I don't trust William Barr at all. He says a couple of good things. He seems to be on the right side of history on a few things, but in general, his background, his history, I don't trust him that much. And I can see, you know, a month before the election, you know, in the next couple of weeks, him going up to Trump and going, yeah, well, you know, we've completed the investigation, and, you know, it may have been a little overreach, but they did everything by the book. So, you know, there's nothing we can do. Like, I can see that. I can absolutely see William Barr and the IG coming out and going, yeah, we've reviewed it, and, you know, they overreached a little here or there, but no conclusions. Like, we know, we've seen the text messages, we know they planned the coup, we know about the insurance policy, we know about the planted evidence, we know about the falsified reports. We don't need to spend 3 years on this investigation. This investigation could have been done in a month, and we could have had these people strung up, not in jail. The punishment for treason is death. The damage they've done to this democracy, the destruction they have wrought on our republic is worth more than 50 years in prison. It's worth their lives. And that's the gamble that they made and they lost. And if we don't hold them to account, what's going to stop them from doing it again? What's going to stop them from doing it over and over again and never letting somebody like Donald Trump, an outsider, get into office ever again? They have to go to jail, or they have to be hung by the neck until dead, because that is the punishment by law. All right. I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating vigilante justice, but I am letting you know that the legitimate forms that would bring us justice are on their side. So don't hold your breath. And I hope Trump is not relying on these people to come out and go, yes, Hillary Clinton and Obama need to go to jail because they committed treason. We know that's what it is. If they had an honest bone in their body, that's what they were doing. If they had the interest of this country and the American people in their hearts, they would do that, but they're not going to. They're not going to. They're going to protect themselves. They're going to protect the intelligence apparatus. They're going to find themselves not guilty. I almost guarantee it. I mean, I can hardly see anything else coming from this. Here's an amazing statement Trump made. Let's go to clip 18, and I think our entire audience will agree with this.
Quid pro quo. With me, there was none. With him, he's right on tape, and you don't want to cover it. You should be ashamed of yourselves. The press should be ashamed of themselves. With Biden, shipped away our jobs, threw open our borders, and sent our youth to fight in these crazy endless wars. And it's one of the reasons the military, I'm not saying the military is in love with me, the soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
Hey, could you ever imagine? Could you ever imagine a U.S. president saying anything like that? I mean, that's incredible. It's sort of a throwaway line that he says, but it's true. The Pentagon doesn't like Trump. The warmongers don't like Trump because he's not starting any new wars for them. He's actually done an incredible job of keeping us out of wars and trying his darndest to scale back the wars that we are involved in. So I think that's exactly right. Now let's go finally to this last clip, the most important clip, and I'll cover it more on the other side here, but this is clip 19 where he answers a question about the 1619 project. Let's play that.
1619 projects. Yeah. Why do you object to that being taught in schools, and do you object to slavery itself being taught in schools?
Yeah, so I want everybody to know everything they can about our history. I'm not a believer in cancel culture, the good or the bad. If you don't study the bad, it could happen again. So I do want that subject studied very, very carefully and very accurately. But we grew up with a certain history, and now they're trying to change our history, revisionist history. That's why they want to take down our monuments. That's why they want to take down our statues. I saw something the other day which was absolutely horrendous, a Washington Monument. They want to rename it the D.C. Committee, but the D.C. Committee is all Democrats. Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we're talking about, this is the big stuff now. This is the big stuff. And they want to rename it. They want to redesignate it. They want to take some down. No, we don't do that.
Hopefully it's not too late.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented
food ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Doctor, my eyes have... So that's it, folks. That's the answer to the question, what is the greatest thing Donald Trump has done in his entire presidency for the preservation of the American Republic? And that was it. And that last quote that I just showed you, it is the destruction of, the attempt to stop, so-called critical theory. Critical race theory is what it's focused on now, but critical theory as a whole needs to be opposed at every level. And he even says that attempts to incorporate the 1619 project into curriculums at anywhere from universities to elementary schools, they'll be defunded. They'll have government funds pulled if they choose to promote that piece of propaganda. And here's what you have to understand. I went on a big Twitter rant about this. Maybe it wasn't my most popular rant, but that's okay because it's true. And it's that you have to put this really in perspective. This is not the U.S. government infringing on free speech rights. This is not them coming in and trying to clamp down on some widespread, naturally occurring sort of intellectual movement. That's not what happened. No, no. The 1619 Project is, I think, a little over a year old. I think it's a little over a year old. And here I say it exactly that. I say this is not a free speech issue. He's not using the power of the government to keep down some naturally forming intellectual movement. 1619 is a propaganda piece that came out like a year ago. It's revisionist history by very few uber elite racial extremists. And yet within 2 years of this racist, inaccurate, glorified podcast from the New York Times, they want it taught in schools and universities as gospel truth. And they act like you're the problem if you don't accept it. It's a brazen attack on an entire race, and it should be outlawed. Critical theory should be forbidden in the same way that white supremacy is. Imagine the New York Times publishing an entire article slash series slash podcast slash media campaign about how black people are naturally inclined to be slaves and that they actually deserve it. That's 1619 when looked at objectively. 1619 can be discredited on strictly factual grounds, but the real outrage is the racist double standard. I know it's obvious, but it's worth emphasizing that critical theory is bigotry. And it's unacceptable in any other circumstance, and it should be opposed by decent people of every race. And I wanted to make that point in particular because the way this is portrayed often is like, oh, these white people are just scared that we're taking their power away, and they just want to keep people down. And, you know, they're just advocating it because they're in favor of white people. It's like, no. I'm against any group of people being demonized for the color of their skin or their race or creed or upbringing or any immutable aspect of their character that they have no control over. Now it's being done to white people. So if anybody's against that being done to anybody, they should be against this now. And this is difficult for people to understand, apparently. But this is an incredibly dangerous situation where you have, like I said, a very small group of people, a group of people in the boardroom at the New York Times and their lackeys in academia who are rewarded for saying nonsense that's unprovable, infactual, and racist, literally racist. And yet this very small group of people just pumps this out, puts it in everything. And I've talked about it quite often since the riots began, because I kept asking, how often have you heard the terms 400 years of oppression, 400 years of oppression? This is 400 years of oppression over and over and over again. That's from 1619. 1619, 400 years ago. That's where that came from. And yet it just has been, it's seeped. It's just now, I mean, and this is why we call these people NPCs. It's like the radio signal goes out and all their antennas light up and they receive this information and then start spouting it as if it's true. And this is the incredible power of a very few racial extremists, radical, white hating people. I mean, that's all it is. And so the idea that this is suddenly allowed to be taught in our schools, that our government is picking this up, that every corporation is forcing people into this, and that this is just accepted, no, it's not acceptable. It has to be fought back against, and not on terms of white supremacy, but on terms of decency, on terms of humanity, and on terms of actuality, of history, of the reality of the situation. I was just looking at this article here from the Daily Mirror, far-right group. Grooming recruits with Nazi camping trips in the UK countryside. And they're just demonizing this endlessly. They say it's just, you know, these are being held by Patriotic Alternative. These are Nazi sessions. Racist team building. It's all just racism. But then when you actually look at what they're actually teaching, here's, you know, it's like this article is two things. This article is actual quotes from the people holding the camps. And then it's people calling the people holding the camps racist anti-Semites. But when you look at what the quotes are, when you look at that first half, they're completely unobjectionable. The website reads, quote, "With your help, your children can learn about history and culture in a balanced, age-appropriate manner, free from the shackles and ideology of the national curriculum." Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, we have to stop them, right? No, they're just like, yeah, we're going to teach history without, you know, the national British guidelines of you have to tell your children that they're evil. And then it says parents are told to teach of how Britain abolished slavery. They did. The British people spent a huge amount of their own money, of their treasure and their wealth and their lives to go around stopping the Atlantic slave trade. They stopped it. The British people stopped slavery, an institution that still goes on in some parts of the world, not European ones for the most part. They stopped it, an institution that had gone on for tens of thousands of years, basically one of the oldest institutions in humanity. Every culture throughout human history has had slaves, and yet the British people ended that practice. A heroic act, an admirable act, an act that you would celebrate if you were actually in favor of the end of slavery. But what do they say? They say ignoring its instrumental role in building the global slave trade. See, that's how they think. They only want to focus on that. They only want to focus on the bad parts of our history, and they want to make it illegal to point out the good parts of our history. And this is just how it goes. It also says the group aims to combat what it says is the, quote, replacement and displacement of white Britons by people who, quote, have no right to these lands. Hello? Hello? Are you in favor of colonialism? Are you in favor of the native people of a land being displaced and driven out by foreigners? You are? You're in favor of that? You like that? You enjoy that? Oh, but they're white. Oh, I'm sorry. They're white people, so they deserve to be destroyed. They deserve to be driven out. They don't have a native land. That's what they want you to think. The report says that extremists warn of, quote, unscrupulous lenders or predatory providers of financial services, and says Britain should never be used as the pawn of foreign powers. But Nazis? Oh, these are Nazis. Oh, if you don't think that your country should be a pawn for foreign powers, and you are not okay with the predatory lending aspects of the banking system, well, you're a Nazi. You're a Nazi now if you are not okay with the way that the banking system is able to take over the government of a country and turn it to destroy the people it's supposed to protect. That makes you a Nazi, apparently. This is all a result of unfettered access to academia for decades of critical theory and its proponents. Critical theory is the thing destroying the West, and it has to be stopped now.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can.
And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
I think about how humble and good and decent both sets of my grandparents were, and how good and strong the Americans I knew were, not just my grandparents. And I look at us today, decadent, corrupt, slovenly, and compared to them, all of us are wrecks. But it's not really our fault, and it's not really their fault. It's the fault of the way the universe works that with great liberty and freedom produces incredible prosperity, and then the cycle goes into corruption and then enslavement. We're going into the enslavement phase right now, and America's fighting for its life. So we need to fight for those that stood before us and wouldn't want to see this happen today, but more importantly, for our children and the future. We've got to turn back now. You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you. I talk about all the horrible things that are happening, and I point out that the globalists are a eugenics death cult because it's true. I don't say it to scare you. A lot of people say, man, this show is dark. Well, you've got to know you're dealing with evil if you're going to defeat it. And if we just listen to the surface of what the NWO propagandists are saying, they have reasons to sell this garbage to the general public. But if you just scratch the surface, they're so arrogant, they've all written detailed blueprints of this plan. And more being honest about it. Because there comes a point where, as David Icke says, they have to stop hiding it and start selling it. So we're at the point of the emergence now. And it's coming out in the open. And some people, under mass Stockholm syndrome, are going to submit to any level of tyranny, but others are going to fight. This isn't like some old dictatorship that you could submit to it and join it and be okay. No, this thing is post-human exterminism. Research what that is.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome, folks. It's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I just want to read just from last week. These stories are just from last week when it comes to critical theory and the state of the anti-white system that we live in. And it's, I mean, everything is so backwards. It's just insane. Here's a headline from Just the News. As blacks flee state, California seeks mandatory K-12 ethnic studies coursework. So for every year that you're in school, in elementary school through high school there in California, you will be subjected to an ethnic studies coursework. It calls for the coursework to, quote, build new possibilities for post-imperial life. Post-imperial life that we've been living since the founding of this country. Like, do these people not understand this? They literally think we're still in an empire. We've been a republic for 250 years, and the people that are now putting us more in an imperial-like setup are not exactly promoting white supremacy, okay? They say it promotes collective narratives of transformative resistance. It encourages teachers to, quote, give examples of systems of power, which can include economic systems like capitalism and social systems like patriarchy. Yeah, yeah. That's the economic systems of power. Capital. Yeah. Communism doesn't abuse power, folks. Communism doesn't abuse power. And the patriarchy is still something we really should be concerned about here in the year 2020. It's ridiculous and outrageous, but that is what is being mandated in California for every child who goes to school there. This story from thenation.com, another just charade of ridiculousness. The inevitable white lash against racial justice has started. They say that a majority of white people were always going to value their own comfort over justice for black people. See, if you don't submit completely, if you don't hate yourself, if you don't demand that white people be eliminated and that all of their resources be redistributed to what is in fact global majorities, you got to remember that, right? If you take the global races as they're accepted in the world, black, Asian, white, you know, European, Hispanic, I don't know what you'd call the South American, but take all these, yeah, white people, global minority. But if you aren't okay with that global minority being colonized, being settled, being robbed by the global majority, oh, you just hate black people. You hate black people, obviously, if you aren't willing to kill yourself and your family. Then, of course, you have Biden saying ridiculous things. I mean, this is how far we've gotten. We have Biden during a press conference last week saying the light bulb wasn't invented by a white man named Edison. It was invented by a black man. It's like, no, it wasn't. You insane old man. But this is where we are now. It's like this is the history that will be taught. Fast forward 100 years. If this continues, there will not be people to stand up and go, actually it was invented by Thomas Edison. The history is all completely understood from Tom Elliott. Lewis Latimer, the black inventor Biden presumably referring to, is actually being credited with creating an improved filament, as well as successfully testifying that Edison's patents on the first practical light bulbs were correctly granted. Okay, so this black guy that he's claiming invented the light bulb, himself testified that it was Edison that invented the light bulb. But think about this. In 100 years, this is where it's going to be. It's going to be like, we're not going to learn about Edison anymore. We're not going to learn about Tesla. We're going to learn about some black guy that didn't invent the light bulb, but they'll be saying he did. Because racial justice, right? Because critical theory. Because white man bad. Mike Bloomberg gives $100 million to black medical students. That's fine. I'm sure no white medical students are in need whatsoever. And this is one of the most insane things, and I wish I had time to play the clip. Catholic pastor gives BLM-themed racial justice prayer denouncing white privilege, and this is just one of the most insane things ever, because it's a priest essentially making a covenant, creating a religious statement, religious activity, a sacrament over this BS BLM narrative, where he asks things like, do you support racial justice, equity, and compassion in human relations? And the congregation says, yes, very solemnly. Of course, there is no such thing as racial justice. It does not exist. Justice is an individual thing. Individuals are the only ones that matter when it comes to justice. If you punish me for something I didn't do, that's not justice. Oh, but you put the term race in front of it, racial justice. Oh, you're punishing white people for things that other white people did. That's not justice. That is not justice. In the same way that punishing all black people for crimes that other black people commit is not justice. Justice is on an individual basis exclusively. There's no such thing as social justice. There's no such thing as racial justice. There is justice, which means a singular person is brought to account for what they have done. Period. That is it. But this is where our church is now. This is the religion being implanted into every system. He says, do you affirm that white privilege is unfair and harmful to those who have it and those who have not? And the congregation says, yes. Do you affirm that white privilege and the culture of white supremacy must be dismantled where it is present? And the congregation says, yes, yes, it is. I mean, this is we as a nation, as a people, as a race, as a civilization, as a religion are cucked. That is what the term is. We're cucked completely. I mean, it would be, I would feel humiliated for any other race to go through this type of thing. If I saw black people in Africa groveling themselves in front of white people and saying, we must dismantle all of this blackness. Please save us, white people. We are bad because we're black. Please, you're good because you're white. I would be humiliated by that. Black people would be humiliated by that. It's humiliation. It's disgusting. Nobody should be in favor of this. This person on Twitter says, I'm pretty sure this is not the curriculum of the Hernando County Schools. And she shows an image of a blackboard that's all about Black Lives Matter and how white people are bad. And black people are still struggling with oppression, which they're not. They're struggling with their own inability to control their own people. There it is. Another example, public indoctrination centers. This person says, I'm so angry at the garbage of teachers that exist nowadays. Earlier today, I was listening to my son's Zoom class in high school, and his teacher began by saying, quote, it's been a very difficult week, starting with the shooting of Jacob Blake, a hurricane that almost hit yesterday, the speech of a racist maniac who's in the White House. The teacher continued speaking hateful things to the kids about our president. He then proceeded to give the students time to also speak negative opinions about the president. My blood was boiling, and I wanted to get on that Zoom class, but I had to keep myself together and not do it because I probably would have gone off on the teacher. Go off on the teacher. If this is your child that's in this situation, if you're overhearing this, record this, send it to us, put it on the internet, make these people known. Do not, this is the problem. This freaking pacificity, this politeness, this, oh, well, they are indoctrinating my son and his entire class into hating themselves and hating their people and tearing down everything that our ancestors built in favor of communism that will enslave them for life. But I might be rude if I speak up against it. Get over it. Stand up against this now. Show this. Expose this. Don't just talk about it. Film it. Record it. There are screen capture devices. There's a camera in your pocket. Every single person in America has this. Film this, get this out, and stop this from happening, because this is what is destroying America. These psychopath, hateful, racist idiots are just given free rein because we're all so goddamn polite. Pardon my French. DC committee recommends removing names of Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Francis Scott Key from city buildings. Maybe we should pay attention to this. Maybe they're trying to destroy everything that our country exists for. And then when they're called out for it, when they're exposed about this, do they apologize? Do they backtrack? Do they justify their suggestions? No, they just quietly delete it. These people are dishonest. They're trash human beings. They're thieves, liars, scoundrels, and scumbags. And they have a vice-like grip over every system of power in America, and they're telling you that it's white supremacy that's the problem. It's disgusting. I'm not even halfway through the list of last week. This has been going on for years. The article that talks about the California indoctrination points out that the libraries have had this in place since 1998, that diversity is the highest order, and we'll get into exactly what diversity means on the other side as I continue to break down the true danger that critical theory and things like the 1619 Project represent to us as a people and as a nation.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and the sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. of the listeners and viewers that I just said, this is such an epic struggle, and we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit, and we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us, but man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old, but now with evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true, but I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some, so we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you, and we're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition, the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it. I don't want to say I'm a prideful person. I am a humble person overall. I come off as aggressive and things because I'm under threat, you're under threat, and I'm fighting as hard as I possibly can, and I appreciate your support and your prayers, but I know I come off as obnoxious sometimes, and I wish I did a better job, so that's why when you call in thanking me all the time, it just kind of makes me feel pathetic because I guess call it pride. I don't like begging you all the time to try our products or to donate or to spread the word or to pray for us. I just know that's what keeps us on air. And so I want to thank you. It's put the cart before the horse to call in and thank me. Listen, I'm committed to this just like you are. So understand you're my equal 110%. And I just want to thank you all. I want to thank our crew and our affiliates and everybody else, man. I just want to stay in this fight. And it's so serious now. And things are getting so clear now. That's why they want us off air, because all of our credibility is so high. Let's just stay together, fight hard, spread the word, pray to God to take us through this. We're going to make it. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, I'm going to try to get through these headlines without going off again, because I've got a couple people on hold that I know want to talk about this, and I don't want to keep them on any longer, but I do want to continue through this stack just from this week of all of this incredible fallout of the decades of critical theory being taught by our every institution, which is one of the things that Trump has actually stood up against, seemingly alone amongst all of the people in Congress. They're all just cowards, apparently, refuse to. They're so cowed by this idea that, like, defending against overt, hateful racism and tearing down of white people makes them white supremacists somehow. No, it makes you consistent in your beliefs that no person deserves to be castigated or, you know, whatever, censured for their race or any immutable aspects. From thefederalist.com, the pseudoscience behind public library selection, quote, raising white kids. They talk about the problem of whiteness. It's just ridiculous. The problem of whiteness. Like just the most basic continuity, right? The most basic consistency in beliefs says that saying things like how bad blackness is just as bad as saying how bad whiteness is. But this is too complicated for some people. This is the most despicable one of all, I think. Northwestern University Law School had a town hall meeting online recently. Everybody began with a ritual denunciation of themselves as a racist. Incredible. And here's the screenshot from it. From Emily McMullen to everyone. My name is Emily Mullen. I am a racist and a gatekeeper of white supremacy. I will work to be better. From Sarah Sommervold. My name is Sarah Sommervold and I am a racist. I will try to do better. I'm Jim Spetta and I am a racist. It's like, this is disgusting. This is despicable. This is humiliating. Just stop. Just stop feeling like you're a good person by genuflecting in front of people who hate you. You're an idiot. Anybody who approves of this and finds joy in you humiliating yourself, it's not your friend, all right? They don't have your best interest in mind. Think about how sick this mindset is. Think about how sick it would be if I watched black people groveling and saying, I am a savage. I'm just a savage. Please, white people, teach me to not be a savage. It's sickening. It's sickening to watch people grovel. It's sickening to watch people humiliate themselves. And it's sickening to watch people enjoy that. It's disgusting. Stop it. Stop humiliating yourself. Stop making yourself feel good by subjugating yourself. It's despicable. Here's from the San Francisco Chronicle. Again, all just from this week. Judge bars universities of California from all use of SAT, ACT scores in admissions. You know, diversity is our strength. So let's go ahead and lower all the standards, right? Ridiculous. New Jersey governor signs bill making it a crime to intimidate people of color by calling 911. Yeah, you can't call 911 on a person of color. They might get scared. They might get frightened. Can't do it. And of course, they show this image of this woman who was in the park walking her dog when she was accosted by a black man. This became a national story, right? Blew up national headlines all over the United States. This is the biggest story for a couple days. Incredible, right? Meanwhile, you had just a few days ago, you had a guy, in a subway attempting to rape a woman in broad daylight at 11 a.m. in one of the nicest parts of the city, attempting to rape somebody. That was not a national story. It was not. So think about this. If somebody had called the cops on the rapist before he actually started trying to rape, that would be a national story. National headline, CNN, MSNBC, everybody would be a confrontation, a racist, calls cops on a man for just standing in a subway system. Is this systemic? We need to pass laws to prevent this. It's blah, blah, blah. If you call the cops on the guy before he tries to rape you. Oh, but if he actually attempts to rape you on a subway platform at 11 a.m. in the nicest part of New York City, 24-year-old woman, well, that's not a national story. That's not something that needs to be looked at. That's not a symptom of a larger problem. That's just a one-off and nobody cares about that. If you truly understand this dynamic, it's sickening. From foreignpolicy.com, Voltaire spread darkness, not enlightenment. France should stop worshiping him. Ah, see, so Voltaire, unfortunately, was a white person. So in 100 years from now, we better not see his name on any buildings. We better not see his bust adorning the walls of any governmental buildings. Unless you claim that he's black, and then it's okay. Then, okay, all right, Voltaire's black, and Thomas Jefferson is a rapist. That's all we need to know. Diversity-focused talent platform Matheson raises $2 million in seed funding. Another just ridiculous one. Connecticut community confronts legacy of segregation. Essentially, one of Connecticut's wealthiest town is only about 1% black. 1% of the population is black, and they say, why is Westport so white? And what can you do about it? Why do you want to do something about it? What is wrong with the town being full of white people? Literally nothing. It's like, it's sick if you think there's something wrong with this. Do you go to countries in Africa and say, what is wrong with all these black people that there's so many black people in this city? It's in Africa, you psychopath. These people, completely sick. Texas school district removes eighth grade assignment likening police to KKK after backlash. We'll see if that lasts. Somebody else points out that this person is basically not there. Okay, so this professor writes an email basically saying, look, we're not going to focus strictly on black writers and black queer culture. Like we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on the syllabus that we've always had. This person tweets this email out to Emerson College, and then is immediately given a meeting with the dean. You get a meeting with the dean if you object to your professor simply saying, we're not going to pander to racial extremists. That gets you an immediate meeting with the dean. Maybe the professor will get fired. It's kind of like that girl that literally a few months ago, these are the types of stories that just fly by, and it's like, we need to there's too many to focus on, but it's like that one girl that literally wrote to Webster's Dictionary, I think it was, or Merriam-Webster, or one of these dictionary companies, and said, I keep losing arguments because the definition of racism in your dictionary does not comport to my insane view. And so the dictionary is like, oh, we're so sorry. We'll change the definition for you so you don't have to lose arguments to smarter people anymore. Black Student Union makes demands to destroy history at BYU just 5 days ago. Petition launched to replace Confederate statue with Chadwick Boseman. That's right. This is a look into our future. Histories of your heroes of your heritage. The history of your people torn down and replaced with some Hollywood actor that nobody really cares about. Never did anything spectacular in his life. But he's black, so he's more important than anybody else. Tear down your statues, put him up. Teacher reinstated after parents complained about BLM LGBTQ classroom posters. So, okay, you can just propagandize your elementary school students. You can literally just celebrate communism, tell them that they're evil for being white, and be reinstated immediately. Boeing CEO pledges a 20% increase in black employees. It's great. It's great. Let's bring back racial quotas. Let's bring back racial, you know, this is good, you know. Of course, Boeing, you know, whatever. They're it's like, okay, so our planes crash every once in a while, you know. It's like, oh, it's fine, you know. We came out with our new plane and we outsourced all of the work to people in India. We focused more on diversity than making a good plane. A couple hundred people had to die. You know, we had to crash our stock. We had to, you know, redo the entire thing. We made a plane that would just crash itself if it got a little bug. But importantly, what we need to focus on is getting more black people in here, not getting the best people to, you know, prevent the plane crashes. No, what's important is that we have a 20% increase in black employees. That's what's important. From National File, Google blackwashes history, uses one drop rule to add blackface to Rick's mixed race man. So of course this was when they had their Google doodle of Alexander Dumas, who was, I believe the technical term is quadroon. I think if you want to get technical, I think one of his grandparents was part black or something like that. But of course, in the Google Doodle, he is just clearly a completely black man. This is just how it is. Like, if you're a white person, prepare to be either removed or turned into a black person. So 100 years from now, all history of white people just completely eliminated intellectual liberty. And of course, this all started with Sandia Labs, in most part, the engineer speaking out against critical race theory indoctrination. Of course, he was immediately put on leave because of that. Yet he spoke out against it, created a very long presentation showing how critical theory is complete nonsense, and yet it's being forced upon our nuclear scientists. People that build our nuclear bombs need to learn about how white people are evil. And it's completely ridiculous. So that's my long-winded rant of telling you about how this is the most important thing Trump's ever done in his presidency thus far, is stopping this intellectual rot from creeping further into our institutions. To Philip in Buffalo and Michael in Texas, I'll be taking your calls in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. We'll start the third hour of the David Knight Show with your phone calls on the other side, folks. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Stay with us.
Humanity is being domesticated, and we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% is bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it. Under the Rockefeller lockstep plan from 2010, a planetary dictatorship will be established through medical tyranny. And there will be different forms of dog training or compliance training, like mask, social distancing. They break all this down. There's many other studies that governments around the world have conducted with the United Nations into this. And it goes back to the Milgram and Stanford studies, where in college settings, they could get people to commit what they believe were murderous criminal acts if ordered to do so by an authority figure. Well, now, first they start with masks, then social distancing, then listing who comes to your business and not, then the tracking apps, then the forced inoculations, and the social credit score is rolled in for total control. But if they do it for political reasons up front, they know people will block it, the courts will block it. So it's done under the guise of medical emergency, and of course, all of that was a fraud as well.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on today, the 8th of September. Thanks for being with us. The third hour has begun. Let's go out directly to the phone calls. We'll go to Philip in Buffalo, New York. Thanks for calling in. Philip, you have a comment on the trained Marxism of Black Lives Matter.
Smith. I honestly don't know where to begin with. All of what I was just listening to has changed everything that I was going to discuss with you. Now, I call in on a regular basis. I am tired of tyrants on the feed that everybody chats on. Now, what's going on in this area, Western New York, right now? These people are completely brainwashed. They have been for the last 20 years. I feel like I am the only info warrior in Western New York that has been trying to pass around Alex Jones, Bandot Video, and I regret that I never got a chance to really pay attention to Bandot Video up until recently. I never watched David Knight, didn't even know of you, didn't even know of Oren Troyer. I listened to Alex Jones once in a blue moon because people that are awoke are on the same brainwave as Alex Jones. We humans all came from one of three mothers that spawned in Africa that was proven by Ancestry.com. This is really the global takeover of humanity. Now, the attack on this racism is actually an attack on the uneducated people of society because racism is the attack on human race. I turned on Madden to sit down and wait to be answered here, and when you turn on Madden, I don't know if anybody even really pays attention, but they have a whole thing. As soon as you turn your video game on, all the children get to see Black Lives Matter, the deep-rooted systematic racial discrimination that is still unquestionably present towards the African-American Black community is unacceptable. Racism, wherever from an individual or institution, should not exist in our society. We stand with all our African American. Oh God, the game just decided to not let me read.
Oh no, we have African American on screen
it's
right
insane.
Now. Yeah.
It's a complete programming of people. I even notice people in my family. They don't want to hear a thing that you have to tell them. They don't want to watch any of the videos. Aaron Olszewski exposed what Cuomo was doing to all the people that live in New York months ago. We are in a tremendous time where people have to get active. I have a GoFundMe trying to reopen my shop. Forget about it. Nobody's trying to send me any money. At the same time, the lady that just let Pelosi through the doors somehow has $600,000 in her GoFundMe. It's complete ludicrous at this point. I don't know where to turn. I'm about to be coming down to Austin with you guys to be fighting the fight because I'm getting kicked out of New York like every day. Like nobody wants. I put up sticker. Like when I order tons of extra stickers. People need to be out there putting these bumper stickers up in their areas, getting these words out, getting these feeds out because we are in a time that we are going to be taken over. The internet will be cutting out from underneath us because I have been censored where I can't get through on the phone lines to discuss matters with Alex, with Owen, whichever. First time I ever got to speak to you, I didn't even know David Knight existed up until March when COVID first started. I have videos, I have pictures from back in March when they're transferring St. Joe's Hospital over to the COVID-19 facility. They're bringing coolers in for all the bodies. And when I started sending pictures up on Facebook about these coolers, people are like, oh, no, that's not what, those are food coolers. No, they're not. They wouldn't be underneath police surveillance.
No, you know, Philip, I got to cut you off because we're about to go to break, but I have the feeling that you are experiencing what a lot of people in America are feeling. Now, I'm glad so many people want to come to Texas and feel like this is sort of a base where maybe the resistance can start fighting. I'm glad that's the case. I think that's good. I'm glad I'm a Texan and always have been. But on the other side, I want to say don't give up. Don't give over. Running away is just ceding ground to these people. I think you're right. We need to push back. We need to push back smartly. We need to activate ourselves, activate these millions of people that understand the truth. You need to go and get this truth out there, not in an aggressive way, not in an abrasive way, but in a way that convinces people by going, look, here are the facts, and letting them know you've been lied to. Stop believing it.
The mask is more than just a symbol of subservience, being a blind follower, not knowing facts and science. It's a symbol that you have been turned into a subhuman. And they tell you, you are non-essential. Remember, first they said no more industry, you'll be a service economy, and now they tell you service is not essential. This has been the post-industrial world plan the whole time. In Operation Lockstep and other documents, the Rockefeller Foundation admits that this is how they're going to slowly teach you to be totally poor, and under their controls, you can finally be starved to death of nutrients and then killed with very, very weak bioweapons that won't affect anyone that actually gets their RDA of vitamins and minerals. And so that's the plan for you and your family. Now I know you're tuned into this broadcast, you've checked this out for yourself, you know it's true, so let's start warning the sheep. Let's start educating them now. I just went and swam at the lake, and I walked around for 20 minutes educating people after I got out of the water. It's that simple. We must take action now or be slaves forever. This is life and death.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Like I said in that last segment, if you're able to listen to it, I'm glad people are coming to Texas. I'm glad that people see Texas as sort of a last bastion of hope as they see their own cities and countries and states overwhelmed by leftists who just completely destroy it and then move on like the locusts that they are. I'm glad that is the case, I guess. But on the other side, Texas not doing as well as you might expect. Still being overwhelmed, still being infiltrated constantly, still being undercut constantly. And you look at, I was watching a story today, and in fact, I want to talk about Austin in particular and what's happening in Austin. There was a poll held of Austin citizens, not even Austin voters, just Austin citizens, about what they thought about the fact that city council and the mayor is defunding the police. Those that were in favor, 15%. Those that opposed, 85%. So this is the world that we live in now. 85% of the population can dislike something, but the people in charge don't give a crap. They're going to install it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. They're on the right side of history, you know. They've gotten the indoctrination. They've got the degrees from the colleges. They've got the studies to back them up, they think. So they're just going to do it. They're going to do it anyway and screw you if you want otherwise. But I want to just lay out a couple of stories, all from last week, that show the true outrageousness, the true ridiculous level of leftist nonsense that's going on here in Austin. Here's from the Statesman. Amid budget cuts, police chief proposes slashing units, reassigning officers to patrol. So they're slashing upwards of $150 million from the police budget. Where are these cuts going to be made? Well, isn't this a nice surprise? A special unit patrolling city parks will be disbanded. Another aimed at combating drunk driving will be halved. Police Chief Brian Manley is also recommending that a unit that tracks gang members will be dissolved, and that many district representatives whose job it is to build relationships with neighborhoods to combat crime will return to patrol duties. Okay, so this is what you get. You defund the police, and who do they defund? The park patrols. Yeah, it's not like we need to be safe in parks, right? Especially now there's a camp, you know, no camping ordinance. So homeless people are just infesting every park in Austin, turning it into a literal trash heap everywhere you go. But we don't need safety there. We don't need police at the parks, right? Regular people don't need to feel safe at the parks in Austin, right? We'll get rid of that. We'll also get rid of people, the organization combating drunk driving, right? That's not an issue either. That's not one of the most deadly crimes in America, and especially Austin, right? No. We'll get rid of the drunk driving patrol and the park patrol and the unit that tracks gang members, right? Who cares about that? That's not going to have any bad effects, stopping tracking gang members. And we'll also get rid of the district representatives who at least attempt to bring some sort of awareness to the people in the neighborhoods that maybe they shouldn't be committing crimes. And then that'd be, okay. So we're going to get rid of the gang patrol. We're going to get rid of the park patrol. We're going to get rid of the drunk driving patrol, right? By defunding the police. Oh, but what else are we doing? This is just incredible. At the same time, Austin introduces pay by plate system for street parking. So instead of paying for your parking at a meter with a coin or a credit card, they'll type in their license plate number and pay with cards or coins to start a session. So you know what that means, right? You know what that means is that they are now going to have to invest in and purchase specialty cars that have special scanning cameras on top that scan license plates as they drive through because they want to be able to ticket you more efficiently, right? So we're going to spend millions of dollars implementing this instead of patrolling the parks. We're going to spend millions of dollars trying to increase parking tickets rather than trying to shut down gangs that are committing violence. This is where we are now. This is where we are. And I warned about this. When the defunding the police thing first started, I said two things. I said defunding the police is privatizing the police because rich people will not go without police protection. They'll simply pay for it. And the poor people, the most vulnerable people in society, they'll be the ones with no police protection. And I also said they're still going to be ticketing you. They're still going to be stopping you from speeding. They're still going to be ticketing you for leaving your trash can out on the curb one day too long. They're still going to be collecting citations for parking violations, right? That's still going to go on. All this petty tyrant activity, all of this revenue generation by the police, that's going to continue to go on. It's going to be the violent criminals that are going to be unpoliced from now on. You're going to have even more technologically advanced ways to be exploited and controlled. So we know that's the truth. So Austin Council, a very important move, defunding $150 million from the police department. At the same time, voting for $460 million for sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes. Yeah, sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes. We're going to defund the police for $150 million, but we're going to spend $460 million on bike lanes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where we are. This is where we are, folks. It's absurd. And it gets even more so. Austin plans big investment to help stop residents from getting forced out by any new transit lines. So they have this new project called Project Connect. It's going to raise property taxes, and the transit expansion leaders promise the construction of new train and bus lines that will help ease future congestion and provide much needed jobs. Okay. First of all, no, it won't. People are still going to continue to drive. I'm not going to stop driving because there's a bus line or a train line. I'm going to keep driving. If you wanted to stop congestion, you would build better roads. And this is the way Austin works, and it's the way most liberal places work. I've seen it myself. There was one stretch of road, always congested, especially around rush hour. You couldn't get down and it would be completely gridlocked. One day, they're doing construction on this road. And I think, thank God, maybe they're going to add a lane. Maybe they're going to add a third lane. They're doing something to prevent the congestion that happens day in and day out. To my surprise, they didn't do that. Instead, they removed one of the lanes and added a bike lane. They worsened congestion because to them, it's not, oh, people want to drive down the street. It's us as the government. It's our job to make it easier for them to do what they want to do. No. They think these people are wrong. They should be riding bikes. It's our job to force these people to ride bikes rather than drive a car. It happens over and over on Guadalupe outside of UT campus. There used to be a spot where the buses would pull out of the lanes of traffic and into a third lane that had parked cars most places, but in front of the bus stop, the buses would pull out of the lanes of traffic to pick people up and merge back in to allow the traffic to go. They built a median there to prevent the buses from pulling in. So now the buses have to stop in traffic, increase traffic. This is what they do. They cut $150 million from public safety and they add it to to make more bike lanes. But the insane thing is that they say transit expansion has resulted in residents getting priced out of their neighborhoods. So Austin's proposal includes $300 million in funding intended to prevent that displacement. So now they're saying we're going to create transit lines to these underserved communities, but then we're going to give those underserved communities $300 million because we're afraid that they're going to get driven out by the transit lines we're creating. What is happening? This is insane. And the most insane part is that the only reason that people get priced out of areas, that gentrification is bad, apparently, is because of taxes. Taxes go up and people can't afford their taxes anymore. The house they've lived in for 50 years is suddenly in an up-and-coming neighborhood, so taxes get raised. They can't afford their taxes, so they have to sell. So instead of just putting a moratorium on taxes, I would be in favor of that. I'd say, look, we're building transit lines out to this neighborhood. This neighborhood will probably increase in price. There'll be a lot of people moving here. People will get priced out. I don't want to see people getting priced out of the neighborhoods that they grew up in. I don't want to see that. So why don't you just say for the next 5 to 10 years, no tax increases on these people. Property tax will be, you know, scheduled now, and that it will be that for 5 to 10 years. If the taxes don't go up, the people don't get priced out. So they're creating a problem. They're taking your money to pay for this problem, when in reality, it's all their fault in the first place. It's ridiculous. It's all absurd. And of course, the biggest contradiction of them all is that the city council says homeless people can sleep anywhere in the city. Anywhere in the city, homeless people can sleep. Oh, except for one place. One place they can't sleep? City Hall. Oh, you can't sleep at City Hall because they're the ones that decide where people can sleep. So you can't sleep here. But everybody else, you got to make this sacrifice for us. This is what's happening in Austin, so if you think Texas is the last bastion of hope, just don't come to Austin.
It sounds over the top when I go on air, and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned. I talk about all the horrible things that are happening, and I point out that the globalists are a eugenics death cult because it's true. I don't say it to scare you. A lot of people say, man, this show is dark. Well, you've got to know you're dealing with evil if you're going to defeat it. And if we just listen to the surface of what the NWO propagandists are saying, they have reasons to sell this garbage to the general public. But if you just scratch the surface, they're so arrogant, they've all written detailed blueprints of this plan. And more being honest about it. Because there comes a point where, as David Icke says, they have to stop hiding it and start selling it. So we're at the point of the emergence now. And it's coming out in the open. And some people, under mass Stockholm syndrome, are going to submit to any level of tyranny, but others are going to fight. This isn't like some old dictatorship that you could submit to it and join it and be okay. No, this thing is post-human exterminism. Research what that is.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Video here by a Twitter user from Austin. It's called Defund APT or Defund ATEX Council. This is just a little nice little compilation about exactly what is going on here in the city of the Violet Crown. Let's go now to clip number 5.
We didn't cut $150 million out of the police budget.
So Austin,
just last week, by unanimous vote, we had this major transformation of our budget.
Last week, the council voted to decrease the amount of money the city manager had slated for APD by about $150 million.
Well, changes are coming to the Austin Police Department. Last week, Austin City Council members moved to cut millions of dollars from APD's budget.
Monumental cuts for the Austin Police Department. The City Council approved a budget that cuts about a third of that department's money. So we want to ask you tonight, do you agree with City Council's decision?
That was where it said 15 versus 85%.
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
What things are police responding to that we don't need them responding to? Why do we need police in riot gear and on horses and on spending overtime dollars going to protests when maybe we could have civilians taking care of that situation, and then we wouldn't see the escalation that we see?
Yeah, that makes sense, right? It says there are no police in this clip.
Everybody back up!
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest.
Bruh.
It is not generally speaking unruly. It is not unruly. It is not unruly.
Bruh.
You don't even fucking know me like that. Fuck off and get that shit out of my fucking face.
All right, we got pulled down. I forgot there were some curse words in this. Darn it. Hopefully we got those. Darn it. It was such a good clip up till that point too. Such a good, compilation done by a local here, in Austin. It just shows the, incredible, hypocrisy and nonsensicalness of what's going on there in the city council. I want to go out to the phone calls now. Thanks so much for holding, everyone. I want to go to Michael in Texas, who wants to talk about defunding the government. There's a good idea. That's a good takeover of their entire operation. Michael in Texas, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so your first caller talked about we have to get active and all this other stuff. Well, so here's the thing. And I spoke with Tony Arterburn last month, when he was subbing in for David Knight, who, by the way, has separated himself from the pack. To me, he's the number one guy. You know, we're paying for our own demise. When the Founding Fathers were hit with the Stamp Act, when they were hit with the tea tax, what did they do? They dumped it, right? Right. They tried appeals to King George. They tried all that, and it failed. Okay? And just like November 3rd is going to fail no matter who you pick, who you vote for. If we have not seen by now that our government is in total default from the Constitution, from the local principalities straight to the White House, then I don't know what to tell you. I think Mark Passeo said it best when he was on Alex Jones a few months ago. He said that we are now, humanity is ripe for the pickings to submit. And we are. And guys mm-hmm. like me, and perhaps guys like you, are just going to be swept away in this tsunami of evil, because that's what this is. And I think it's going to be lost, to be honest with you. And if the Bible is a fake and there is no divine intervention, I really think that it's going to be ball game over. And I just thank God that I'm 55 and not 25, because if I had my kids in school, I probably would be arrested or shot.
Mm.
And it is time to empty the schools. It is time to take our W-2s, W-9s, W-4s, 1099s, and flush them down the toilet. If I do it myself, Harrison, I'm disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it to 10 million Americans. They can't.
Yeah, and this is the biggest problem, right, is that they have us so so segregated and so decentralized, kind of, that any person that is fed up with this cannot act by themselves and cannot organize with other people. So we're just sitting here like twirling our thumbs and waiting for the destruction to come down. I think, you know, people need to realize what the threat is, what the danger is, what we've been screaming about here on InfoWars for the past 10 years, finally coming to fruition. People need to understand the danger that they're under. And I completely agree with you. You know, I'm still a libertarian. I said, you know, liberty is my highest goal. But I've, you know, come to understand that, look, the government has these powers. They're either going to be used against us or for us. If these powers, you know, we can't get rid of them and our enemies are using them against us, we need to conquer them and take them back and use them against our enemies. I mean, I've changed a lot in my ideology recently. Do you have any semblance of that in yourself, Michael? Do you think there's any hope if we are actually able to grab these reins of power and turn them towards good once again, that we'll have some sort of hope in the future?
Well, I think not, only because part of the problem is, you're right, we're segregated, all that, but not really. Come on, guys, I'm gonna put them on the carpet. I mean, guys like Alex Jones, who has millions of words, he could step up to the plate and be the first guy to rip up his tax forms. And he could be the first guy. And we'll probably all join him. The root of it is, Harrison, is that we are still attached to our material stuff. That's the problem. Me, I have almost shredded all of my material aspects. I have not flown on a plane. I will not fly on a plane. I have frequented a restaurant once. A friend of mine and I walked in, no mask, our chests were out, we were ready to throw, and nobody said anything. I had to go to my doctor 2 weeks ago because my potassium crashed. He ordered me to wear a mask. Well, I have to wear it again. I got fascism in big letters that's going to be on that mask. And then once I'm regulated again, he's fired. And if I got to go through the entire Dallas Metroplex to find someone that will not force me to wear a face diaper and call me a sheep because I'm against it, I'll find him or her, or I won't. And if I get to go without health care and drop dead, well, somebody lined up to take my dog.
This is the issue, though. I completely agree with you. Fantastic call. You get it exactly, Michael, and you're exactly right.
I've podcasted for 6 years. I've been on this for a very long time.
Well, and you're exactly right. But this is why I've started sort of changing my mindset. Is it's like, okay, the schools are going to teach my kids to hate themselves and that they're evil. Well, I'll just homeschool. Oh, you know, the airlines are going to rape me when I go through security and then force me to wear a mask. Yeah, I just won't fly. Healthcare is going to judge me for my opinions and then possibly put, I just will go without. Why? Why should I have to not put my children in school? Why should I be deprived of school? Why should I be deprived of flight? Why should I be deprived of all of these things when I'm right? So it's like, you're right. We're in this damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of thing, where it's like, seems the only solution is to withdraw from this insane, tyrannical society. But at the same time, that's our society. We do not deserve to be robbed of that. We don't have to take ourselves out of it completely. We need to get it back on track to where it was just 20 years ago when I was in elementary school, and it was actually teaching pro-America, pro-liberty agenda. That's where we need to get back
to. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The key to defeating the New World Order and its corporate global government system is realizing that it is anti-human, authoritarian, and will make you poor, will make you sick, will absolutely enslave you and your family. There's no reason to go along with it. But the system uses political correctness and divide and conquer as the new religion to bully people into adherence to what the mega corporations and super states are pushing. It is remnants of America and Christian groups around the world that are standing in the way of the global axis of evil. The Satanist, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, and much of the Muslim world have been fused into one global fascist system that is designed to bring in the AI technocracy that will then be the launch pad for the breakaway civilization the globalists have created that they call the transhumanist post-human world. This is the reality. This is the ideology. Decide to live. Decide to be free. Decide that you love God or be a slave to Satan and be destroyed. There's no choice.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I got a couple video clips to show you that I think you will appreciate in the next two segments. You know, one of my favorite things about hosting this show is taking phone calls. One of my favorite things about taking phone calls is seeing the geographic location where these calls come from. We've had callers from New York, callers from Texas, we've got callers from Washington and Chicago. It's uplifting to know that people nationwide are tuning in to hear the truth. And folks, obviously you can support everything we do by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I was just thinking about it during the break, and it's like, what other organization has this reach? And what other organization has to worry day in and day out that we will be shut down by some tyrannical overreach from an authoritarian government, from deceitful actors within our systems of power that will lie and cheat and manipulate the legal system in any way that they can to try to deprive us of a livelihood and deprive us of our platform through which we share the truth. Of course, anything they level against us is almost exclusively false, right? They just lie about what we say here. They lie about what we do here. They lie about our products. They lie about the supplements. But it doesn't matter. They have the power, so they can do that. And you really just have to ask, what other organization faces this scrutiny? What other organization faces this lawfare, this attempt to be shut down? I don't know if I'll have a job next week, because I don't know if some overzealous leftist Soros-appointed Democrat gets a rock in their shoe about us and decides to shut us down. No other organization has to worry about that. And there's a reason no other organization has to worry about that. It's because no other organization has for the past 20 years warned about Bill Gates, warned about the mark of the beast, warned about the release of a virus as an excuse to control people. No other organization has warned about any of this. No other organization has truly laid out the plans of the New World Order, the plans of the globalists, in the same way that InfoWars has. And that's why they're shutting us down. And that's why we need your support more than ever. We don't have billionaires backing us up. Even the right-wing so-called alternative news, completely controlled, completely tepid, completely funded by moneyed interest. We are not. We are funded by you, the InfoWarriors out there. So if you're just learning about all of this and just in the last few months have decided to tune in because you've seen the outrageous amount, the cascade, the endless waterfall of lies and manipulation and deceit surrounding the coronavirus, surrounding the riots. If you're just now tuning into this, and for years you've believed the hype that we're just conspiracy theorists and right-wing extremists, and you're finally starting to understand the truth, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. We can be around here to wake more people up in the future. If you're a diehard supporter that's been listening for 10 years, you may have been doing so for totally free, and that's fine. We want this information to get out there. But one of the best things you can do possible in saving the world from this absolute menace, this complete destruction of humanity that we are now up against, the best thing you can do is go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, fund us with a little bit you can, and also better your own life with the products, be them supplements, preparation, the ready to eat meals that we have that can be stored for 20 years. This is all stuff that you need. It's all stuff that you can use. It's all stuff that will benefit your life. But most importantly, it supports the one organization that has seen this coming 10 miles away, just warning you the whole time. And that even now is offering you the blueprint to resistance, the blueprint to get back on track and reignite the flame that once illuminated this country, that now wallows in shadow and darkness coast to coast. It's truly incredible what we're up against, but we've survived and we've made it through because of you, not because of us. We do our best, but we would be hopeless, helpless, and, you know, yelling into the void if not for you, the American people, the people worldwide that support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we thank you for doing that. I want to go down to this clip. It's appropriately titled Peak 2020. It's a man being arrested in Australia. You see some of the crackdown of the mandates that we were exploring earlier. Now take a look at this and see if you see a slight inconsistency with how the rules are being applied here. Let's go to this clip now.
All I've done is walk in the back doors with no mask on.
Can you just
right, what you want to do?
Because we've done nothing.
It's a man being arrested in a parking lot. His children
I'm
crying and filming.
Children. Them cuffs are all tight.
Of course we go shopping.
Excessively tight.
Just cuffs.
Well, you undo the cuffs a little bit. I've done nothing wrong.
He's being arrested for not wearing a mask.
You've not even told me that I'm under arrest for anything. Well, can you undo it now? I'm not even...
Interestingly, the police arresting him have no masks on.
Why are you surrounding my children? Please step away from my children. Please step away from my children. Your children are fine. I'm fine. Right, but I've got cuffs that are too tight on my arms. All I was doing was shopping. I explained to you that I don't have to have a mask on for health reasons. And then three people come up to me, start twisting my arms up. For what?
What's on him?
Can you tell me why I'm under arrest? Why have I got cuffs on? Right, well, you can't just detain me under what law?
Because
you can't just start on detaining you, grip me up, a man. There could be offences. Is it not innocent until proven guilty?
We're not trying to say you're guilty. We're trying to find out what.
Right. So can you please take the... You've not even placed me under arrest. Excuse me. They're our children, alone.
You're not
even speaking to my kids. They're underage. You work in the White Rose Centre. Daniel, could you please step away from my children? Can't you undo that right cuff?
Please.
I'm not the biggest one, lads, yeah, but you're crushing my fucking wrist.
This is just what's happening across Australia right now. We've seen video after video of it. The story on Infowars.com, Australia riot police drag journalists to the ground, arrest him for covering the anti-lockdown protest. So you have to be locked down. If you don't wear your mask, you'll be arrested by police that are also not wearing masks. If you attempt to protest the lockdown orders, you'll be arrested for attempting to organize a protest. And if you're a journalist who's filming the protests, you will be arrested for filming the protest that you're not allowed to have. Welcome to Australia, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go quickly out to Henry in Chicago, who wants to talk about how we can stop these mandates. God, I hope you have a good idea, Henry. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Harrison. Why don't we use the Title 18, or the U.S. Code Section 242, it's called the Prevention of Rights under Color of Law. This puts away the illegal mandates, no matter if the judges, health department, governments, and politicians. We should use that because they're violating our constitution and our constitutional rights. Also, I have an idea. Why don't we start defunding the CDC for fraud and take away the tax exempts? Okay? And thirdly, I think all these politicians are changing history and they're going against the grain. They're committing what I call, I think, a sedition. I'm not an attorney, but I looked it up as a conspiracy to overthrow the government, to change history. I think we as Americans, we need to take our country back and our freedom and stop the stupid mandates that violate our constitutional rights. You know, it's a condition, you know, people to submit for the vaccinations and the microchipping if you keep compliant. So I tell people, don't wear a mask, stand for your rights and know the Constitution. But if you want to find out, an attorney served the counsel in Palm Beach, Florida on September 1st, and she quoted section Title 18, Section 242, 241, and they had 10 days to comply. Otherwise, they'd be charged with treason because of violating the Constitution. We need to do that to every politician that's putting the stupid mandates that violate our Constitution and our constitutional rights. And you guys are, I buy your products. I've been listening for you for about 15 years. And, you know, I don't mind waiting almost 2 hours to get online. But we need to get the message across. I live in Chicago and people are asleep over here.
Yeah, it must be tough. So, I hope you're staying safe there in Chicago. It's a great idea. I'm glad you're telling us about this this order in Palm Beach.
You can look it up on the website. Yeah, it's Title 18 USC Section 242. It's called the Prevention of Rights under Color of Law.
Yeah.
You can look it up on the website. And then look up the lady, the attorney served on Palm Beach, Florida, September 1st. She served on
We'll check that out. Thank you so much for the
Facebook.
Call. And thank you so much for holding, Henry in Chicago. Very important information coming out here. And, yeah, hopefully we'll see some pushback because, yeah, they can't just brush aside the Constitution because they tell us it's dangerous. That's not how it works.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as I just said, this is such an epic struggle. And we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit. And we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us. But, man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old. But now, with the evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true, but I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you. We're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition of the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it. Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned. Ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering markets, and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein and fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said put babies in cribs separate from their mothers that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. Grow up, world. Admit the truth. Quit being soft smuts and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemy. They want you dead. Do you understand that?
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final segment of The David Knight Show. It's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls. We're going to go to Brian in Washington. Thanks for calling in, Brian. You're on the air.
Howdy, Harris. How are you doing today?
Doing quite well, thank you. What do you got for me?
Well, my best friend was a victim of black and white crime at our local bar. It's called The Soundview here in Everett, Washington.
Mm.
His girlfriend, she got into a confrontation, and my friend, he tried to break it up, and a group of black people jumped in and went and beat him up. They sent him to the hospital. He had to get some stitches. And then later on, he got footed the bill. It was $2,000, and he says, it's what, for a hate crime?
Wow.
Well, the bar just had a nice
fight. Was that the medical bill he got?
Yeah, the medical bill.
Wow.
It was like $2,000 for the stitches and probably for the ambulance ride. But anyway.
And you're saying you think this is qualifies as a hate crime?
Yeah, I think so. The bar, they don't have, well, they got cameras, but not pointing in the general direction where the incident happened. So it's kind of like, I'm not exactly sure why, but the other businesses around in the local area, they seem to not have any cameras as well. But since there's no leads or anything, it was crazy because here just the other day, my brother, he was telling me there was a knife fight here at the same bar. I think it happened like just last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you see the way violent crime is spiking. You see the way that criminals are, you know, really, you know, you're saying these guys weren't identified, so you don't even know who they are. So police are definitely not going to put any time into investigating this and trying to find out who they are. Even if they did, I mean, all it takes is for one of these people to go, well, you know, I think he said the N-word. So, you know, we'll throw that case right out. He deserved to be beaten, right? This is the way the judicial system seems to work now. I have a story that I just had pulled up.
Uh-huh.
I want to read it, but just from memory, this guy stabbed a worker at AutoZone and yelling, I think, Black Lives Matter. Basically, they're treating it more or less as a hate crime. That's what he said. He wanted to find a white person to kill. He did it. He killed somebody in AutoZone. Then they put him in a cell with a white guy, and he murdered him. So he then murdered somebody in jail because they put him with the white guy after he said he was trying to find white males to kill after watching a video of police brutality. So yeah, this whole concept of anti-racism, as they call it, this whole concept of telling black people that they're under attack constantly and that anything they do in retaliation against any white person is totally justified and righteous. And then we're surprised that it's leading to just a complete just savagery against white people. It's not surprising at all. I'm sorry for your friend. You know, if there's anything we can do, and if you find a video of the event, and sometimes that's the only way justice is found in these cases, although more often than not, we have videos of it. Nothing happens. And then you see on Twitter, every comment to the video is, haha, they deserve it. Colonizers,
right.
You know, whatever they call white people. It's just completely disgusting. We're showing
the
videos.
Absolutely.
Just
it just happened not long after the Chaz Chop shooting.
Yeah.
Can I also add in real quick? I wanted to plug the Turbo Force. I'm drinking that this morning. I got plenty of energy right now to take care of my caretaking.
That's great. Yeah, it's one of my favorite products on the store. I believe it's on sale right now, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm glad you like it. Anything else before I let you go there, Brian?
I would also like to add in, it's strange that you can purchase the coronavirus if you have the proper licenses. If you go to the website ATCC.org, and with the proper licenses, you can possibly purchase the coronavirus for $300 to $600.
Wow.
The ATCC.org website is a bioorganism website where researchers collectively, they gather around and then they research diseases.
And
so I kind of wanted to put that out there. I put that out there on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, and I get incredible backlash because of it, and people call me names and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I got off Facebook around March of this year. I was like, you know, that's enough. I don't need to see these takes by these people that think they're enlightened but are completely blind. Thank you so much for the call, Brian in Washington. Good luck to your friend. God, I hope everything works out with him. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you. You too. I want to go now to clip 22. Because this is really the most important thing that's going on in our world. We keep bringing it up, but just so everybody knows, they're doing a coup. They're going to try to oust President Trump on November 3rd or shortly thereafter. This is not slowing down. It's not going to stop. They're putting everything in place to oust President Trump. They have everything in place to shut down his supporters, to blame his supporters for any violence that happens, to eliminate them, put them in camps, whatever they need to do, to silence them on the internet. That's in place. The vaccine is being put into place. The vaccine will have the Mark of the Beast level. It'll be connected to your credit card. You'll be incapable of buying or selling or traveling without it. It'll have the social score mixed in. So it's all being put into place, and it's all going to come to fruition on November 3rd. And we've seen hint after hint of this. Last week, we showed you quite extensively the Bloomberg employee who was telling people it'll be a red mirage. It'll look like Trump won, but really he won't. And we'll have to wait weeks to find this out. They're laying it down. They're laying down exactly, like, this isn't speculation by us. We're just telling you what they're telling us. Like, this is what they're going to do. And here's Mark Zuckerberg basically saying exactly that. So here's a weird alien robot, Mark Zuckerberg, telling you exactly what they plan on doing.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election. So we're going to do a bunch of different messaging around that just to make sure that people know that that's normal. So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly saying that that there's no consensus result yet. I think that this is important because there is, unfortunately, I think, a heightened risk of civil unrest in the period, you know, between voting and a result being called or after that. And I just think that we need to be doing everything that we can to reduce the chances of violence or civil unrest in the wake of this election.
If that were to happen, would Facebook be blamed in part?
Well, I can't speak to what other people would do, but I think we're trying to make sure that we do our part to make sure that that none of this is organized on Facebook. We want to make sure that none of that stuff is happening on our services. But you know, the country is very charged right now. So I think regardless of what we do, there's some chance that this happens across the country. I just want to make sure that we do our part to not contribute to.
So he's telling you right there, he's laying out exactly what's going on. He said, we've decided, right? There's this little cabal of all these people that have untold power to control the ability for Americans to share things and to speak their mind and to share information. They have total control of that. And they've gotten together and decided that it's up to them to put in the minds of the American people to propagandize to the wider American public that Trump will win on election day, but that they will not accept that win. And that for weeks after, they'll be contesting that. And we just want to let people know that's totally normal. Well, it's not normal. It's not okay. It's a way for them to cheat. We don't need mail-in voting. The coronavirus is no excuse. It's over basically by now. We can go to the polls. We can vote. We can do this totally normally, but they're letting you know we're not doing it normally. We're going to waylay the vote. We're going to cheat. You're going to have to, you know, there's going to be a civil uprising. And then he said, you know, we need to make sure that Facebook is not responsible for spreading that message. He's letting you know. He's letting you know that come November 3rd, if you're on Facebook saying Trump won, the mail-in voting is a fraud, they're trying to steal the election, you'll be removed. You'll be the one blamed for causing the violence that they know is coming, that they're telling you is coming. You'll be blamed for it. You'll be shut down. You'll be incapable of communicating this information. You'll be incapable of calling out the fraud for what it is. They're already telling you, we're going to commit this fraud. And if you stand up against it and try to push back, we will shut you down. They're letting you know right now. You need to have all of your preparation in place by November 1st at the latest, because it is going to come down on November 3rd. They're letting everybody know. In fact, there's another story saying Chuck Schumer backs Bernie Sanders and plan to force Trump from the office if he loses. They're telling you. This isn't our speculation. They are telling you. They're going to try to force Trump from the office using mail-in voting to cheat. They're going to let it carry on. They're going to create the civil unrest, and then they're going to silence you because they're going to blame you for the violence. They are telling you.